وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and mercy on you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you from strength to strength. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Sabbih isma rabbik. Wa idhan qala Allah ta'ala wa rabbaka fakabbir. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings he has showered upon us which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, the recitation of La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu 100 times in a day. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who says the following 100 times in a day shall receive a reward equivalent to freeing 10 slaves. 100 good deeds are recorded in his favor. 100 evils are wiped off his record. And it is a protection for him from shaitan for that day till the evening. No one will come with anything superior to it except he who does more than that. And the dhikr is, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. He is one, he has no partner, his is the sovereignty, and all praise is due to him, and he has power over everything. Abu al-Mandar al-Juhani radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach me the best speech. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, O Abu al-Mundir, say the following 100 times in a day. If you say it, you will be the most superior person on that day, except for he who also says what you said. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumitu biyadihi al-khayr, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. He is one, he has no partner, his is the sovereignty, and all praise is due to him. He gives life and he causes death. All good is in his control, and he has power over everything. The reward for saying a similar dhikr, Mu'ad ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who says the following, Allah jalla jalaluhu shall record 2 million rewards in his favor. And the dhikr is, La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lahu ahadan samadan lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. He is one, he has no partner. He is one, he is independent. He did not beget, nor was he begotten, and he has no equal. The reward for saying another similar dhikr, Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, he who says the following solely for the pleasure of Allah jalla jalaluhu, Allah jalla jalaluhu shall admit him into the gardens of bliss. And the dhikr is, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumit, wa huwa al-hayyu alladhi la yamut, biyadihi al-khayr, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. The reward for saying, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, Should I not inform you of the most beloved speech in the sight of Allah? I replied, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform me of the most beloved speech in the sight of Allah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most beloved speech in the sight of Allah is, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, glory be to Allah and praise be to Him. Another narration states that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about the most superior speech in the sight of Allah jalla jalaluhu. He replied, it is what Allah jalla jalaluhu chose for His angels or His servants. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, glory be to Allah and praise be to Him. Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who says Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, a date palm is planted in paradise for him. Shabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who says Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi, glory be to Allah the Mighty and praise be to Him, a date palm is planted in paradise for him. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who finds it difficult to engage in worship at night is very miserly to spend wealth in charity or is too cowardly to fight the enemy should say Subhanallah wa bihamdihi in abundance. Surely it is more beloved to Allah than spending an entire mountain of gold in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. The reward for he who says Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times in a day. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who says Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times in a day, his sins are forgiven, even if they are equal to the foam of the sea. Ishaq ibn Abdullah ibn Abi Talha narrates from his father, from his grandfather, Zayd ibn Sahal al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who says La ilaha illallah shall enter paradise, or paradise becomes incumbent on him. And he who says Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu records 124,000 rewards in his favor. The companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if that is the case, none of us will be destroyed. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, one of you will come with good deeds, which if they are placed on a mountain, they will outweigh it. Then all the bounties will be brought and they will take away those good deeds. Thereafter, the sustainer will confer 2 mercies. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who says Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, glory be to Allah and praise be to Him, it will be like 100 camels if he says it 100 times. The reward for saying Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are 2 statements that are light on the tongue, heavy in the scale, beloved to the merciful, and they are Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, which means glory be to Allah and praise be to Him, glory be to Allah the Mighty. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who says Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, glory be to Allah and praise be to Him, glory be to Allah the Mighty, I seek forgiveness from Allah and I turn to Him in repentance. They are recorded exactly as He says them and then suspended to the throne. No sin which the person commits can wipe these words off. They will remain so till he meets Allah Jalla Jalaluhu on the day of resurrection. They are sealed exactly as He said them. The reward for saying Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Abu Malik al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, purification is half of faith. Alhamdulillah fills the scale. Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah both fill, or each one fills the space between the heavens and the earth. Salah is the light. Charity is the proof. Patience is an illumination, and the Quran is a testimony in your favor or against you. Every person leaves in the morning selling his soul. He either frees it or destroys it. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, every human was created from the progeny of Adam alayhi salam with 360 joints in his body. So he who sings the greatness of Allah, forgiveness from Allah, and he seeks forgiveness from Allah, removes a rock from the path of the Muslims, a thorn or bone from the path of the Muslims, or commands good, or prohibits equal to those 360 joints, then he would have spent that day having moved himself away from the hellfire. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that I say, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, is more beloved to me than that on which the sun rises, that is the entire world. A person from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most superior species, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Samura ibn Jundub radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most beloved speech in the sight of Allah jalla jalaluhu are four. No matter which one you commence with, it will not harm you. They are Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, and wallahu akbar. A narration of Imam An-Nasai rahimahullah adds, and they are from the Quran. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I met Ibrahim alayhi salam on the night of Miraj. He said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, convey my greetings of peace to your followers and inform them that paradise is pure soil and sweet water, and there is a plain barren field. Its plants are Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. Salman radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, surely paradise is a plain, barren field. You should therefore increase its plants. The companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, what are its plants, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Subhanallahi walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by him while he was planting a plant. He said, oh Abu Huraira, what are you planting? I replied, a plant. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not show you a better plant than this? It is Subhanallah, walhamdulillahi, وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. Each time you say this, a tree is planted for you in paradise. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala narrate that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from speech, Allah jalla jalaluhu choose four. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. He who says Subhanallah, 20 rewards are recorded in his favor, and 20 evils are wiped off his record. He who says Allahu Akbar shall receive a similar reward. He who says La ilaha illallah shall receive a similar reward. He who says Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen from himself, 30 rewards are recorded in his favor, and 30 evils are wiped off his record. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take your shields. The companions radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has an enemy arrived? He replied, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no. However, take your shields to guard you against the hellfire. Say Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wallahu akbar. For they will come on the day of resurrection in front of you and behind you, and they are good deeds of lasting merit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making abundant zikr with his beautiful names, and being a means of drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.